Lawmakers raise concerns about aging officials after Representative Kate Granger found an assisted living facility. By Wendell Hussebo on December 27, 2024. The recent report that Representative Kate Granger, RTX 81, was found last week in an assisted living facility raised concern among some lawmakers about aging officials who refuse to leave office. Granger, Chairwoman Emeritus of the Appropriations Committee, which is responsible for all federal discretionary spending, was absent during last week's spending fight, leaving fellow lawmakers wondering about her whereabouts and raising questions about the lack of congressional term limits. Sadly, you know, some of these members wait until it's too long. Till things have gone too far, Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. I think this gets back to the root of it. Congress should do its job, and if you can't do your job, maybe you shouldn't be there. Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, believes Granger's situation reveals the problem with a Congress that rewards seniority and relationships more than merit and ideas. We need term limits, he posted on X. We need to get big money out of politics so a new generation of Americans can run and serve. I'm trying to set a better example, outgoing Representative Annie Custer, DNH, 68, told the Boston Globe. I think there are colleagues, and some of whom are still very successful and very productive, but others who just stay forever. Granger is just one of the lawmakers who are in their 80s. Some of the oldest members of Congress are Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, 83. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, 83. Senator Jim Risch, RID, 81. Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, 81. Senator Angus King, IME, 80. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, 80. Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, 78. Senator Ed Markey, DMA, 78. Senator Tom Carper, DITA, 77. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, 84. Representative Hal Rogers, RKY, 86. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, 86. Representative Steny Hoyer, DMD, 85. Representative Grace F. Napolitano, DCA, 88. The Dallas Express first reported last weekend that Granger now lives in an assisted living facility. Her staff denied she was in memory care, although Granger's son admitted the congresswoman had been having some dementia issues late in the year. Older lawmakers sometimes have health conditions. Senator Mitch McConnell appeared to freeze twice in recent months. He fell this December and appeared battered and bruised on his face. Days later, Nancy Pelosi fell and broke her hip, forcing her to have surgery and miss the votes on committee assignments. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.